The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
It's not a competition. It's just a, it's kind of like the news where someone will say, hey, in a moment we're going to tell you about that squirrel that's water skiing, but before that, here's Michael with something about staying clam for Alzheimer's.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Yes, I didn't even realize it was Michael and Carol.
Stay clam.
Just a little fun back and forth, a little tag team action.
It really is. There's no winners unless I win.
There's two swords going in at the same time.
That ouch. Ouch. Ooh, ouch.
Sounds painful.
This is what Fat Boy and I consider to be some of the best damn audio that we found and have the clearance to play for you, the P1 family.
Oh, it's going to make you laugh. Which is the point?
Have you ever been to church?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Been a while.
Frequently.
Been a couple weeks.
You ever went to a church where they would let anyone who wanted to sing a solo?
No.
I have. I've also been to some churches before where they'll even let them sing original songs.
I thought you had to be heavily vetted.
Not at a small country church, it seems. Yep. You know, not in the mega churches. No, you got to be part of the band to be able to hold a microphone there. This might be an example of one of those churches, but I'm going to tell you this. As off-key as it might be, you will be singing this song in your mind the rest of the day. You're welcome.
The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way the battle is won. This is the way that we fight.
I don't know which is worse, the piano or the singing.
I didn't sing the part where she said the part about guns. I withheld that part. But the rest, I sang along and was clapping my hands.
It's catchy. If somebody else sang it, definitely.
She has the passion, though. That's what you have to have in the old church.
I'm not judging her tone or lack thereof.
It sounds like you are.
I'm sorry for that.
Like, it's impossible.
You didn't spin your chair around when she sang.
Judging the content.
I would love to hear Little Richard sing that. He can't do it. He's no longer with us.
He's gone.
Johnny B. Bad, neither. But like, it seemed like a Little Richard song, like right up his alley.
Oh, he's on the piano, especially. Yeah, the person like playing the piano was going hard on that. Yeah,
somehow the tempos didn't match. But I'm being critical, and I apologize for that because I'm in a bad mood.
Not
today.
Bombs, not guns. Yeah. Jesus is your weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Throw him.
Hang on now.
No.
Hey, now. No, not either. My Jesus.
Don't either.
You know, a popular thing for families to do now is play board games. Mm. Sometimes they'll go to bars and play board games, which is cool.
Okay.
Just pick one. If you're tired of playing human-sized Jenga.
Yeah. Sanitize it, though, before you.
That sounds naughty.
I know them bars, and they don't sanitize the Yahtzees.
I missed this commercial growing up because I'd never heard of this board game before. Oh. But it seems to be popular, and I'm trying to look for it. But if you know it, you should play it with your family today.
Okay, I can't wait.
Oh, boy. This is going to have a name or something.
A game of skill and chance that's fun for the whole family. Roll the dice, spin the wheel, and always remember to say,
F*** you, Dad.
You sure F*** me there, son.
But watch out, because even if you're winning, chance cards can change the whole game.
Looks like you can go F*** yourself.
Dad, F*** me. F*** you.
What the hell?
Now look.
Who can play that with their parents?
This isn't a fun little, did he say something like to make it sound dirty? The name of the game is called F.U.
Literally?
Now, look, this is where I get worked, maybe. This is a legit commercial.
That had the cadence of the late 80s, early 90s, all day.
This was set up as a game like you actually play.
Probably bought it at Spencer's.
It was in a box called F.U.
Yeah.
And the family's sitting around playing it. This is a legit commercial. I'm like, what?
Probably up north.
That's where I question.
Hey, forget about it.
Ask your mom if she wants to play F.U. and see what she says.
You know what? She'd give me a man for you before I even finish the question.
I was like, is this real? But it sounded funny. And that's the point of Best Damn Audio.
It really is. It's not. Somebody said that yesterday. They said, oh, man, you helped me get through the day. I said, no, we help you enjoy the day. Don't get through the day. Enjoy the day. Which, like yesterday, Paige was telling us the funny story back in college where a friend, I believe his roommate, said, hey, smell this pasta sauce. And then Paige said it gave you some kind of, what was it you said?
Oh, massive diarrhea.
Reminds me of this song right here. Here, smell this pasta sauce.
Yeah. Thanks, Patrick.
I'm going to be here for a while.
My butthole feels like the gates of hell.
This is the same guy. Never mind.
That was from Stool in the Gang. the Komodo doors. Who knows?
We were hungry. He thought it was okay. I smelt it. I said, yeah, it's all right. And then we were very sick.
Yep. Food poison.
Poor judgment.
Oh, man. I'm going to be thinking of bands now. I can't think of them.
Well, I did have those ready. I will say I prepared ahead for that.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, there are some jokes that you try to tell them to somebody. You're like, I've heard it before. It's not funny or whatever. Your family, when you have older family members, they aren't really privy to these jokes. So it's fun to get them with a good joke.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't always know it. It's
over their head sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Here's a lady that's sitting with her mom and her aunt. They're much older.
Uh-huh.
She thought she'd get them with one of these easy jokes.
Okay.
And she got one of them with it, and then everybody kind of chuckled in afterwards.
Well, let's listen.
Okay, ladies, you repeat after everything I say, you say addicted. Alcohol.
Addicted.
Drugs.
Addicted.
What hit you in the face last night?
Addicted.
You know
what, tell you what the beauty of that was. I had not heard it, obviously, because this is not a competition, but we don't reveal these to each other. But I'm watching Paige watch it and our eyes at the same time. It was like watching the Christmas tree being lit at downtown New York. It was wonderful. Like, oh, she just said it.
I got to show you the video because the aunt looks like the Undertaker. She just kind of looks off and just starts smiling.
Yeah. Like a wonderful wife from West Virginia. Lord have mercy. Try that with your older family this afternoon.
It's going to go well.
Oh, well, I don't want to say that.
What?
If you wanted to try it with somebody, it might be a fight.
If I did, I wouldn't get her permission to air it on the show. Just so
she'd be upset. Yeah. Oh, Matthew.
No, you know what I mean.
Ain't funny.
As I said earlier,
thank you.
Have you ever been to a bar that allows you, the patron, to go up and sing a song of your choosing?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's all night.
Where Looper's from, they call that karaoke.
Karaoke.
This right here, if you listen to rock music, you probably already love this song. But tell me, this right here is not the best duet karaoke performance of all times.
Wing up, grab right foot, a little leg up. I start right with a shake up. Why you keep on the table? Here you go, create another table. Grab right foot, a little leg up. I'd start to make one shake up. Why do we keep holding it? I don't think you can.
So good.
You missed it.
I start to fade away, shake it. White leaf keeps on the table. Create another table. Grab brush, put a little makeup. I start to fade away, shake it. White leaf keeps on the table. I don't think you can.
God, that reminds me of a couple buddies growing up. They go to Carowinds. They get to make one of those rap videos with the effects on it. Or it's like they're moving around, but they're just standing there.
Yeah, we could charge people $100 a head, come in and watch Paige listen to Best Damn Audio. Like, it's been a joy just to watch you watch and listen.
God, she's crying.
I know. Look at her.
I thought they were going to hit the big part. She goes, Why you put my gut?
Reminds me of a night in the Bahamas.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So,
you remember that? No,
only because you remind
him. He doesn't remember that.
He remembers pieces.
Pieces, yes.
When you can't really mess with people now like you used to back in the day. I got a compilation of a guy here messing with a few people, and he's probably going to get shot or his ass kicked real good one day. Luckily, he didn't in all these clips.
Uh-oh.
But this is I think like 4 or 5 people that he targets in a store.
This is one of these that you showed me off the air. Holy moly. This is the one that I, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the one, but these are the kind of videos I said, you catch me at the wrong time at a big box retailer, then I don't know how I'd react either.
So these,
especially when you realize you're the butt of a joke.
Oh, yeah. These are put together, but this guy essentially is taking people's carts, and he's either moving the carts entirely or he's putting stuff in them. And he's like bumping them into people. He's doing a lot of stuff with people's carts.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a compilation of some of the worst people he went after. The last guy on this clip's my favorite because he really gets on him.
Oh boy.
He's real vocal.
You gonna put the cart in your trunk?
Move it, bro.
I already moved it.
For, though?
I'm getting M&M's.
Well, jackass, that ain't what. Don't call me no more jackass, bro.
Hey, watch your mouth, idiot.
Like, for real, bro. Like for real.
For real. What happened?
Stop playing. You're playing with the right one, boy.
Get the cart. He's moving down the aisle.
Hey, you stupid ass. Is that your cart? I said, who is he? Is he with you? And then he says,
no. He says, is that your boyfriend?
And then he said,
no,
you're stupid.
You said, your boyfriend?
So how many times you call me stupid?
I'm a married man. I don't have no boyfriend.
But you left the basket in the way.
Alone, bro.
You left the basket
in the
way.
Alone, dude.
That's enough.
Leave me the alone.
Lower your voice, jackass.
Follow me again, and I will lose it. Leave me the alone, bro.
Who leaves the cart in the damn way of the aisle? What an idiot, bro.
It's my damn cart. I could have put something in the motherfucker.
That was yours, jackass?
Yeah, it sure was.
I didn't know.
It's got my damn medicine in the top of it.
What if somebody trips and falls, you idiot?
Motherfucker.
Idiot?
Oh, my God. What the hell?
It's so fun to laugh at, but I'm telling you. Somebody did
put
that
something in it.
My God. Yeah, especially if your medicine's in there.
I like to put stuff in people's carts, but
I don't hang around
and, you know, see if they find it.
No.
A little place here. I like to put tampons in somebody's cart. It's just fun.
Nice.
Like, no matter who it is, it's just funny.
No. That stuff's fun. But this, now, that other stuff, though, that's not good.
Annoying.
He told the one guy, like, the first guy, he says, meet me outside. And he's like, what are you going to do? what are you going to do if I go outside?
You like, dude, jackass.
You're going to find out. Somebody's going to shoot you. And they might like shoot you aggravated style to where like, they like stick the gun up your rear.
Oh, God.
And pull the trigger.
That's why the gun stinks afterwards. What's worse, too, is like it's weird. Like Walmart is like the common area now for people to just go do things like
dysfunction
pranks or try to catch child predators, you know, undercover, sexy decoys, all that stuff.
Do you think you're going to buy some tacos today?
No, it turns out I'm Chris Hansen. I don't work here at Walmart. And you try to pick up a 14-year-old boy. Do you have condoms?
He just walks like, around the corner.
Are
you going
to have safe sex? Well, you need to make sure. Do you have condoms?
You thought I was a manager, didn't you? I don't stock anything.
Those videos are so old now. They're like, did you bring wine coolers? It's like, what?
They thought he was going to come the big box retailer and steal a kid, but he didn't.
If you got some best damn audio you think's funny, especially if it's your own content, you some of those tricks you play on your mama or your grandma or whoever.
Oh, if you're the guy that farts in his grandma's oxygen.
Oh, please contact us. You can hit us up, theriseguys@aol.com. We'll take a break. We do some phones next, 1-800-774-0093.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Is this Gamblers Anonymous?
Yeah, can you hold on? Let me get the other phone.
Please, please.
Okay, hold on.
How much you want to bet she can't help me?
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hey, I just want to hang out, get this phone so I can walk around with you here.
All right.
Yeah, my name's Marcy. What's your name?
Marcy, my name's Cornelius Jenkins Jr.
Uh-huh.
And I really need your help here. I've been, I'm sitting here at a casino right now up here in Cherokee, North Carolina. And I really need some help here. I need somebody to help me get out of here. I've been sitting here for 14, well, not exactly 14 years, but about 13 years and a half. I'm from Mississippi. I'm up here on vacation right now. And I need some help. I need to get out of here. 14 years.
Yeah,
I lost my wife. I lost my kids.
Okay, you live down here on the coast?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sitting here right now, and I'm just, all of a sudden, I had this little card that somebody gave me from there, and said that if I ever needed help to call, and I'm sitting here, and I'm putting my last of my life savings in this machine right now.
Okay, well, is there any way you can get back down to the coast here?
Yeah, I'm leaving out tomorrow morning, but I'm sitting here, and I'm keep putting money in this machine, and I know that I got to leave. I got to go back home, but, you know.
And you got to save some money so you can get back home.
Well, I got some money to get back home, but I just keep putting money in this thing, and I never hit my stride. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I know. And, you know, once you start losing, it's downhill battle. You'll never get it back.
I haven't won anything for 14 years.
That's right.
And you know what? I was a great grandfather. My grandson, Latron, he's a male model now. He's on Star Search with Arsenio Hall about 2 months ago. I don't know if you saw that episode or not, but he's a good-looking boy, and I can't be there to cheer him on because I'm sitting here in the pool halls and the casinos all the time.
Well, what you need to do is you need to get back home here.
Okay.
And you need to come to our meetings. We have meetings every night of the week.
All right.
And we can help you.
You know, they say the people that win, they keep playing, but I ain't won nothing. I still keep playing.
I didn't win anything 3 years, and I had to go bankrupt. I lost everything.
Yeah.
I haven't gambled now in 2.5 years.
It's horrible. Wait a minute. Holy. Oh my Lord. Keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming. Oh my Lord, Marcy.
What'd you just win?
Whoa. I just won about $1,400.
Well, why don't you take that and get in the car and leave?
I tell you what, Marcy. Oh, what? My Lord, my heart's racing now, Marcy. I tell you what, I'm going to come back down to the coast.
You take that money you just want and get out of there.
And I'm gonna come down and pick you up. We're going to go out on the town, honey.
You get that money.
Wait a minute. Let me put one more in here before I go.
Now, don't you give it all back.
You've been lucky for me there, Marcy. Holy. Baby, keep it coming, come on, Marcy.
What?
I just hit it again, baby. I got $2,800.
Are you gonna give it all back to him?
No, I'm coming home to Mississippi.
Well, get in your car and come home now.
All right, I'm coming home now.
Right now.
All right, Marcy, man, I'm coming now. We're gonna go out for dinner and hold on, Marcy, let me do it one more time.
Now, see, you're gonna sit there and give it all back.
No, I got one more. Here goes, Marcy, and then I'm hanging up, I swear. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, didn't win that, Marcy.
Okay, now, and it will take it all back. You know that.
Hell no, I got a pocket full of money now, Marcy. I'm going to keep playing. I'll win some more. I got to recoup at $2
that
is lost.
You're not going to win it. You're going to end up staying there and giving it all back.
All right, Marcy. Starting to sound like my wife now. I got to go, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Into a tizzy.
No, hang on.
Tizzy.
Oh, okay.
When you get in a tizzy, that's when you haul off and hit somebody. You ever hauled off and hit somebody?
I've wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it happen.
It happens when you're in a tizzy.
Well, that's catchy.
Paige, that's that feller that rode a mule to go vote. Remember, Timmy Ty Childers.
Oh, okay.
He's a true American.
Who's the guy, and it might be him, he's a younger singer, real popular, but doesn't do interviews. Like, a lot of people want to talk to him. He don't give interviews.
Why doesn't he?
I don't know.
He's like of that group of, it's like a group of singers that are popular, but kind of not. I can't think of even how to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
He's a younger guy. I want to say he's mid-20s, maybe.
Billy Strings?
No.
He does.
I know him. He lost weight, too, by the way.
Well, it's...
This guy's like
I'm
reckless.
An influencer.
He just puts out music and nothing else. I know it's awful like to describe it. It's not helping, but...
It's hard to think who wouldn't want to go like do free interviews to promote their career. Maybe because they're like get anxiety or whatever.
Yeah, maybe one of those. It's like he's just not really a hog for the spotlight.
Oh.
I can't think of who it is.
I mean, that could be a bunch of people. Some people act like they are, but then it's more of a thing to be kind of that, what's that word? An enigmatic, where you're like, you know, I'm puzzled about something. I've never seen him do this or... Like, I always remember my favorite part of award shows when I was a kid, up through high school and stuff, was the fact you got to see bands not singing. Like you would actually get to hear them talk. Yeah. Or,
hey, Greenville, what's up?
The end of Saturday Night Live. That 3 minutes, if that's even it, where you get to, who's going to run up and shake their musical performer's hand first? Like, I always enjoyed that weird, like, I'm not supposed to see this, but I am supposed to see this.
Mm-hmm. And
somebody texting Colder Wall. Is that who I'm thinking about?
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
I think it might be, actually.
Colder Wall. He does not do interviews.
Could you support all these people? I wonder that, too. Say you got, like, three guys you like, and they got shows coming here one after another.
Well, I tried the one. Yeah. Helene said, nah.
Oh, boy.
You'd have to make some decisions, right? Like, I don't know, boys. Yeah. I spent $50 on this band. I don't know if I can do
what the band
same
are you going to see for $50? Like, that's a smart-ass remark, but like...
That's sad.
What band of note, I should say? I mean, sure, you have some of the Kid Rock. Let's face it. He can't do a $20 ticket right now. I know he's going on tour with Bo Cephas. He's coming back to the upstate, too, but like that was his... That's one... Well, not one thing, but something I'll say about Kid Rock was when the hot times was happening... He was doing like $20 tickets and like dollar beers. He would like arrange with the venue, like, hey, we're going to do dollar beers. And
he was real friendly on people's wallets.
God, do dollar beers and won't shoot your cans no more.
Yeah, like, can I, you know what? I don't even know if I can walk up to a box office now and get a good deal on a ticket.
You know, sometimes when I have business downtown after the show and I'll go down that way and I see people standing at the box office at Bonsecours Wellness Arena, I see like 5-6 people. I'm like, what is going on? Like, is there a big drop today, or did these people not have a credit card or a smartphone? Like, I wonder what it is. You know,
are they paying all these fees when they go up and get a ticket at the box office?
I mean,
maybe they want to get it first and get best seats.
Like back in the
day, that's where the common man has it tough with anything that's sold online now because of all these different sniper apps and things where they can go in and like have like one company I buy stuff from Tops is they'll do a thing where they only let like a certain amount of people on their website at a time so you don't crash the server when they do a major drop.
Oh, that's smart.
But
then you wonder who those people are.
Ah, there you go. That's the one thing you always wonder about. But yeah, it's
Dave or Adams or both.
It's Dave and Adam together.
Like when you got your wrestling tickets back in the day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had to stand in line for those.
I can remember going to Publix and going to the little ticket machine they had where I thought that was so convenient. Oh. It's like, I don't have to go stand in the box. I can go stand in the grocery store instead.
Yeah.
I don't have to stand out in the elements or camp out on that. I can go stand in front of this archaic-looking ATM machine like you'd see in a hole-in-the-wall bar still to this day. Yep. $5 service charge to get $10 out. Miss you, blind horse. But nevertheless, it was a weird thing. But
God,
now
that was
it's
wild too.
It's, you know, you were telling me, Fat Boy, something this morning about a festival, and this, I was like, oh God, that sounds awesome. And then you're like, yeah, it's 2 days. And I'm like,
it's 2 days, and if you're gonna go to it, you're gonna have a trek,
and you got to be in your 20s.
You got to. If you're going to do multiple days now, I knew some when I, you know, would do a little ride share here or there to some people going to it, the older crowd.
Yeah.
They're like, man, I just can't do it all day.
That's too much.
I can go in the evening, but all day.
If you're like in your 20s, make me feel better about myself now. Call in and say, yeah, I don't want to do that. It's just too much. Because I like 20s into like 30s, I would still. Like it took my daughter to the last 5 Vans Warped Tours. Because, you know, like we got off the show at 10. I'd go home, pick her up. We'd be on the road by 11 and go see the whole Vans Warped Tour and to do the whole thing and then drive back and come to work the next day. Sunburned as hell and couldn't drink because I was with my kid, but still, it was fun. It was a good time.
I feel like people would do these if they did it in style. Like, you know, if you go to Bonnaroo, you're going to pay for the VIP, right? Because you want the showers and the cool tents.
You want the whole weekend in Bonnaroo. You just don't want to go one day, right?
But they put that. See, I don't know. But
I don't want to go out there and stink.
You see the lineup, and I've heard some actual promoters say this before. People only bypass the you only read the first two lines. So the bigger fonts. So let's say I'm making these names up. Let's say it says Black Keys. I can't think of another band.
Come on. I sure can. If you can, I can't.
Foreigner?
Did you say Black Keys already?
Yeah. Foreigner, Black Keys.
Styx?
Styx is going to be there. Juice Newton is returning.
Hang on now.
Shaboozy.
Eddie Rabbit, Shaboozy. And then from there on, the fonts get smaller to the point where you read all the way to the bottom and you think Made in USA, All Rights Reserved is a band name. But it's just how small the font goes. Yep. And you don't read past that. But then you look at it and you're like, $800, but it's 2 days. But dude, there's 68 bands that are going to be there. The concert starts at 10 a.m. We're going to see 16 bands we've never heard of and never will hear of again.
And people will follow those bands.
Play 20, 25 minutes apiece. Then there'll be like an hour intermission between each one. We're going to bake. It's going to be not bake good, but like get hot and sweaty and blistered.
And they're like, and they'll hop stages because they know these bands.
Oh, they've even smartened up to that. Used to, you'd have to wait for one band to completely break down. And now they got two stages, three stages sometime. They're like strip clubs. Up on the main stage is Foreigner, but Styx is out on the side stage.
Guys, I don't know where do we go to stage two and watch Scaredactyl, or do we go see Dookie Lips on stage four?
And somehow it's a field, but you go to the other end and you don't hear the other band playing. It's some weird, like they figure out the word I'm looking for here? Sound? I don't know what the word is I'm looking for here.
And the
acoustics.
The placement. I knew somebody who was, I forgot the festival.
Did we miss Scaredactyl?
It might have.
I think so.
I knew somebody that went to one of these festivals recently, and I forgot which one it was, but Korn was on a Sunday night. They were like, I can't stay for Korn on a Sunday night.
Right.
It's late, and I got to like drive a long drive to get out of here.
And I feel like they set down like a panel of people that, you know, are concert goers, and they're like, all right, look, we got all these bands. We got Disturbed. We've got Korn. And we've got Deftones. Where do we need to place these? Oh, God, Sunday night? That's the tough one.
Plus, if the bands are like the wrestlers we knew, like they want to go on first and go, get out.
You know, that's a big separation of ego for real. Because that used to, Paige and I know of a band. In fact, well, you may have been here then too, where they, this is when we did a thing called Birthday Bash. And why don't we do it anymore? Because it's ridiculously priced. And then also one of the last bands that we booked as a radio station demanded cash in an attaché case. I'm not kidding you. And freaking Mark Hendricks himself had to go and do all the...
Pulled it out of his own personal account.
I don't know that was the case, but he had to go and get the money out. And then remembered, I got to get this case. So then he's driving around with this cash. This is years ago. You can't rob him now. But he was driving around with all this. And then he's like, oh, gosh, you got to get the case.
Where do I get it?
And this exchange happened in a fairgrounds parking lot. A fairgrounds parking lot.
Yeah. I believe you wanted this. This is, I guess, something
for
you.
They go count it out. All right, guys, we're going up on stage now. And then the other thing about that same band is we had done a promotion called Best Seat in the House, where we gave away two Lazy Boy recliners. You got to keep the recliners, which I don't know how you get them home from the concert, but
they're yours. That's your problem.
And you got to sit on the stage in your recliners, which I don't want that attention, but the people that won it loved it. And this band says, we're not going on stage if those recliners are there. It's like, well, these guys won this contest. Whatever they had to do was quite tough. You know, it wasn't just caller 13. And like, yeah, we're not doing it. Yeah, well, give you that cash.
This is the same man that wouldn't eat the barbecue that we provided.
Yeah.
Say, we want you to do the show, the concert, and the recliners.
They're like, sorry, Mr. Hendricks. He's like, don't you do us mash.
There was one cool band there, and I traded a t-shirt for some drumsticks.
She literally took her shirt off.
She's talking about chicken legs.
Literally.
She's talking about the Epcot turkey legs. took her pants off for a bag of JoJo's.
What if the drummer wanted the recliner? He's like, hey, this might work out.
Well, it wasn't Jackal.
No.
It was coming home with me, brother.
They were funny.
I think old Chris could play drums in a recliner. He might like it.
Oh, man.
He's still sitting in his underwear in it.
Right.
I know he likes to drum in
but
his
he's
underwear.
He's wearing a tie.
No, it was Seven Dust.
that was the barbecue one?
Yeah. Yes. That's why I traded my shirt for drumsticks. I didn't care.
That was one of my best dad, not me as a dad, but with my dad. That was one of my favorite freaking memories.
That's
pre-gaming, driving there. My dad drove, so he'd make sure everybody got there safe, and we pre-gamed, and that was so much fun. He was laughing at me because I was acting silly.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't have a ride home because the person that...
Well, we forgot Paige. That was the other
yes!
It's hard for a woman to get a ride anywhere, I bet.
I was left by myself.
Yeah. Now, what started
the drummer
that
had to drive me home.
Something about concerts. Oh, they're lasting too long. But then...
They really are.
You think, well, I'm going to see 60 bands, though, for only $800. That works out to...
Like, what a deal.
Less than $15 a band. But it's like, yeah, but the time and the... You got to keep a steady buzz.
You got to know. The bands have control over these dates, right? Like, I don't know why you would play other than like a Thursday through a Saturday. It seems like you'd have a better draw.
But better. I'm glad that they do because Greenville's getting better at it. But forever, Greenville was always the midweek concert. The bigger cities would get the weekend shows.
Yeah.
And that was aggravated me because, like, well, crap.
They sell more tickets.
I don't mind driving to Charlotte, but I got to go to work next morning.
By watching any concert on a Sunday or a Monday night, you're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not how you kick off a week. It's how you end one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. Unless it's like, you know, a Monday when you're off or whatever. Who gets those? all right. We will take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do some more funny stuff.
There's a lot of options.
We will take your calls at 1-800-774-0093. And also, somebody sent this earlier when we made it. By the way, this person is a personal trainer that I think all three of us know. Off the air. On the air, we do not know them, but off the air, I'll tell you who I'm talking about. But we're talking about how eating doesn't have to be an event. Like you got to sit down and, you know, all this stuff or whatever. But this right here is showing how stupid we are as a country when it comes to eating.
I thought we were starting
nutrition?
To pull around.
Do you not feel as though, and this is probably an old person thing to say. I mean, I'm not that old. I just turned 40. I just turned 40. It was 9 years ago. And
9 years ago.
49, but like at the same time, quit gasping if you're listening. But at the same time, when you go through like a grocery store right now, do you not look at it and say, like, who are they marketing to? They're not just marketing to the kids anymore. Like adults are buying food now like they're kids.
They really are.
Like this stat right now.
That's so stupid.
this is a news story. And I'll tell you who the trainer sent this to me. 46% of Americans are now have a foodie hobby of trying new shapes of food. Just the shape. Now, I remember a little thing my mama had that she could take a little cutter, you know, not like a person who hurts their body, but like a...
Oh, yeah.
And it would make my sandwich into a star.
Oh,
I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
They got those now that will take the crust off.
I was 4 years old, though. This is for people. This is pretty incredible. We'll talk about that and
how stupid.
Yeah, real people. Real people. 1-800-774-0093. Thank you.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.